Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Peter Myers, our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, among other books. MeyerGroup.com, MeyerGroup.com is the website. I encourage you to check it out and see what Peter has to say. One of the smartest guys I know. Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us. Peter's helping us, folks, to grow revenue, grow people, and grow time. Peter, we haven't talked much about people. Can you use the focus example, the photography example in the first segment, and you use the cooking example in the second segment. What about this one?
I think people are exactly the same as any other resource that we work with. We don't control them. We should never try to. But we can ask them to focus in the right place. And let me talk about that, the most important thing of all, which is that we and everybody we work with and rely on, customers, employees, whatever, we want them all to say, I have only got a couple things that I want to get from this. Because a customer or an employee will say, let me look at every possible option in the world. And you know how it is when customers do that with you. You know, a customer will come to you and say, I want to see every possible option you offer. Right. It drives you and the customer crazy. Instead, what I want to do with myself and with the people with whom I work is to say, look within yourself to your core. What is the most important set of three things that you want from this transaction?
Mm-hmm.
It could be in the case of the tire at Main Street, the tire store, I want to feel safe in my car. Okay, if that's the most important thing, let's focus only on attributes or discussions that rely on that, that result in that, excuse me. Perhaps it's going to be what I really want is I want to feel comfortable that I can grow in this job or I can grow as myself. Now, if that's the case, all I really want to do from now on is, whenever possible, focus on things that help me grow,
mm-hmm.
help me enjoy my conscious recognition of growth and then myself growing. And when I focus there, I'm going to be a much better employee for you. Because I'll be focused on growing myself, which means you're going to get the benefit of it.
And do I start that conversation with an employee by letting them know that in the year to come, I'm going to invest in them with training, with different kinds of support? Would that be a good way to show them right up front, you're going to do your part in helping them grow, helping them become more effective and more of a professional? What do you think?
I think that that's fine, but I wouldn't do it. I think what I would do is I would say to the employee, I'm really interested in knowing what you care about. Tell me what is most important to you. Now, that's something that we can do more of here in this company. If what's most important to you is growing in that way or doing this sort of thing, you gave me three things. I'm picking one that you and I can do together.
Right.
This company. I'll help you with this if you help me with my business.
All right. Well, so what if they said to you, well, boss, I could use more training, then what would you do?
What do you want training in?
Okay.
Do you want training in cooking? Do you want training in sales? What do you want training in? If I want somebody to do more for me, then I better listen more to them and find out what makes them tick and then just provide the one or two or three things, probably three, in that relationship with them that help them do what they want and help me get what I want. Everything else gets set aside.
Mm-hmm.
Like Apple advertising, everything else gets set aside. Mm-hmm. Like cooking a great meal.
And during the year, during the next period of time, you and the employee help each other focus on those two or three things.
Exactly. Why would you want to focus on anything else right. but what's going to give you the biggest return?
And that's an agreement that you have with the employee, and that's something that you determine you can measure and then come back and review that with them?
First of all, it's an agreement you have with yourself, and the most important agreement is that I am going to limit what I do to three most important things, and I'm going to make choices. I'm going to make and live with my choices, and I'm going to grow my business because I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts, the decision to make choices.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. No, absolutely. So, folks, these are some things to think about Peter's helped us with to focus like a camera lens on revenue, on people, on money, even on time, I should say, and then to keep it simple, don't let your options get too far afield. Keep it simple, whether you're talking about revenue, people, or time and customers as well. Peter, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.